Hi, Paul. You've got a cargo there with you. Daughter on board.
Benjamin, there we go. Well done.
So, right. Oh, look at your face. Well done.
Thank you.
A good time?
Well, I don't know about good, but it feels good now. Yeah, you know, it's hard work out there. One of the last words my coach, Prue Barrett, said to me as I went out of start box, she goes, it's a battlefield out there, just go get it, you know. So, yeah, it's hard work. It went almost to plan A, but my horse got very tired coming down towards Huntsman's Close, and I knew that those right-hand turns he was going to struggle with anyway, so I decided to go long, which I talked briefly with Prue just before I went out, and I very quickly then decided that I was going to go long if I had not 100% of horse underneath me, which I didn't. So we went long there, which I was very glad I did, because it was, even going long was very difficult for the horse and very difficult for me. You know, watching back on TV, there'll be lots of verbal encouragement from myself, which would be rather entertaining for the spectators to listen to, but it worked. We got home and we nursed him home after that, and you know, he's a great horse.
So was it a reasonably conservative round?
No, definitely not. I mean, I knew I had to leave a lot in the tank to get home. You know, I saw Clark pull up. I saw Clark go out, and I thought, as I saw him galloping up the hill away from that bank, I thought, there's no way he's going to make home. He hasn't ridden here before. He hasn't learnt that he's going too fast down at the Vicarage V. And as it was, he got to Huntsman's Close and pulled up because the horse was exhausted. And I just knew he'd made that mistake as he left that I don't know what the sponsor's name is, but the bank, whatever it's called, the bank and the keyhole, and then when he pulled up at Huntsman's Close, that just confirmed in my mind that you ignore the clock until you get through Huntsman's Close and then go for time. So conservative in terms of the energy and the clock, but you know, you can't go slow at those fences, they're pretty full on.
What about tomorrow?
Yeah, it's just a heap of coloured poles. You jump them in the right order and leave them up. That's the idea, isn't it?
Right, okay, well, we'll write that down and pass it round. Paul.
No, don't tell anybody else my secrets.
Yes, highly secret. Well done. And, as yesterday, looking very flash. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Right.